This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of the good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, that would be me. Folks, wanted to give you a quick heads up as to what we're going to be covering today. Again, we have been giving it to you little by little, line upon line, precept upon precept, bringing you the message that the communists in the United States of America don't want you to hear, as if to suggest that we, people in this country, would take counsel from those that don't want us to speak out. In other words, that's like saying to a Christian, you know, ask the devil for permission before you obey God. That just doesn't happen here. And I've been calling it the message of hate that the communists don't want you to hear about. Now, I also want you to understand that America, lawbreakers are the haters. Okay? So when you hear about haters, you're hearing that from those that are breaking the law. Who are those real haters in the sight of the law? Those that are breaking the law. And we can see groups across this country today. Antifa. I mean, folks, they're just all created. Black Lives Matter, all five members across the country. Other groups, homosexual groups, such a small portion. And then we have Linda Sarsour, who is trying to advocate the destruction of America by implementing Sharia law into the United States of America. And the establishment media that everybody's complaining about is the one that's pushing the propaganda down your throat. But my point is this, who's doing the hating? I shared with you yesterday, my friends, that at no time in 17 years of radio, at no time, not once, can you see me or hear me making reference to anything that will violate God's moral law or constitutional law in which our law rests upon, called common law. Called common law. In the United States, I'm advocating the enforcement of law because, as terrible as that may seem to some, the very foundation establishes peace in this country. And we can see the unlawful outlaws acting out, calling everybody that's abiding by that law, God's law and constitutional law in the United States, labeling them haters. So let me just make it real simple for you, America. The real haters are those that are violating law. The real haters are those that are trying to overthrow your constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4 in the United States. You know, it's interesting when you hear the sodomites call me a hater. Wait a second. I'm not the one hating. You're the one that hates the law. When they call me a bigot, wait a second. I may be a bigot in your sight, and that's okay with me. But the bottom line is you're a criminal because sin is the transgression of law, which equals criminality. 1 John 3:4. You're a criminal. But interestingly enough, the establishment media is giving voice to these groups, even going so far as to, as I just said a couple moments ago, Linda Sarsour. She's tied to Hamas, without and within. And yet, for some reason or another, the media is following her around, giving voice to everything she says, as if to suggest that it's legal, that it's upright, and it's righteous, when in fact, the opposite is true. Folks, what does this all come to? The haters are the lawbreakers. And they want to redefine haters as those that abide by the law in this country. And I just want to give a quick shout out, too, to all those that profess their Christianity, because I know, in for the most part, that it just doesn't jive for your lack of Christianity. But I want you to listen carefully. Naturally, a society of evil men guided by Satan and his demons, read Psalm 2, and set against God and Christ is going to hate those who belong to Jesus Christ, period. We need to expect that if the world doesn't hate you, then maybe you don't belong to Jesus Christ, or maybe you aren't living like a Christian should. Now, I could spend the rest of the hour just talking about that. People that I know that listen to me daily, people that I used to work with that should know better, have thrown off the cross because they don't understand the power of God unto salvation. They can't stand to be hated by the world. They have to be loved by the world. They have to have the approbation of the world, the approval of the world. Yet Scripture clearly tells us in James 4:4 that you adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God? America, especially those that call themselves Christians, how is it that you're at peace with a world that's at war with God? I want to know. Where is your cross? Jesus said the very first prerequisite was to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. I want to say this one more time. It tells us in John 15:20, if they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. This was said that naturally a society of evil men guided by Satan and his demons, and by the way, it is for you, America, to hold their feet to the fire regardless of who they are, even if it's Satan himself, according to the laws that are instituted in this country. A society of evil men guided by Satan and his demons belong in jail, P.S., and set against God and Christ is going to hate those who belong to Jesus Christ. We as Christians need to expect that. If the world doesn't hate you, then maybe you don't belong to Jesus Christ, or maybe you aren't living like a Christian should. Now, let me redefine, again, what they're trying to redefine. Let me go back to the original definition of hate. All crime is motivated by hate, period. And we can see who hates who we are in this country. And it's a small portion, America. But I want to go back to the original statement that I made by the Southern Poverty Law Center and Mark Potack, the director of intelligence, he calls himself, when he said, only to further solidify my point, that sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups. It's very incriminating, America. Now, for those that did not know, there is a coalition across the United States of righteous men and women that are standing up and taking it now to the Southern Poverty Law Center, folks. And their lawlessness. They are a bunch of outlaws, and that makes them criminals, and they must be dealt with accordingly. And remember, America, as Thomas Edison rightly said, the strength of the Constitution lies within the will of the people to enforce it. So be it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to be right back after this break. Hang on with me.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join in this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Ted Baer, and I just want to commend Bradley for the wonderful program that he has, for his great dedication to faith and values, the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding, the fact that he's willing to go toe-to-toe with the forces of darkness, and really able to present the truth and love of the good news of Christ.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is, why don't bikers order in drive-thrus more often? Is it because the name drive-thru feels exclusionary? They should call it drive or ride-thru. But then, I'd need three extra arms to hold my drink and burger and fries. Nah, I'm happy with just two arms.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you'd like to call in at any time, we are set up on Comrex Stack 3, 1-866-582-9933. Still waiting for someone to correct my legislature, my doctrine. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. And by the way, it will never be corrected. Let it be written, let it be done. Settles all issues, America. The Word of God is forever settled in heaven. It's not going to be moved. It's interesting, one of our presidents actually said there's nothing more sure than heaven in the Constitution. And I'm speaking of your country, America. If you want to check this out online, go to Facebook, Bradley Dean. Facebook, Bradley Dean, and or my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1. And again, if you want to check out sonsoflibertyradio.com, along with sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, those two pages interact one with another. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Who are the haters? Those that are violating your laws, America. Who are the haters? You see them on TV every day. The ones that the media is attempting to legitimize somehow, mysteriously. Remember in Hosea 4:6, I make reference to that quite a bit. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Keep in mind, it also says, for those that have forsaken my law, I'll also forsake your children. And see, now what we have is we have a bunch of people that think they know better when in fact they don't know anything. Because when we look at those kids that are the problem today in this country, the small portion, though they may be, friends, keep in mind, America, you raised them up. Luke 7:35. God is repaying the people of this country to their face. And it's not God's fault, it's yours. It's just spiritual law. What goes around comes around. Galatians 6. It's established, folks. It's an established law. You're going to reap what you sow. And now we have a country of people that are following blindly those that are leading them into the ditch, literally. The new administration, which is really the administration proceeding and the administration proceeding. Now it's just their turn, just different bodies, that's all. Same agenda going forward. I explained that to you yesterday as to what's going on in your country, not only just today, but also yesterday. Who are the haters, America? Those that are breaking the law. How many times have you heard from politicians who don't even know the Constitution? All day long. How many of these politicians that you put up with, America, have been busted in scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal, but yet they're still there to do at will what they want? As they take orders from special interest. You know, when we see all these groups across the United States, we know that George Soros has funded over 200 groups to destroy. His great objective, America, is to destroy this country, and you know it. I don't see anybody lawfully dealing with them, do you? No, neither do I. No, I don't. Well, you say it's government's job. Yes, that's right. It is government's job. You're the government. The responsible party comes back to you for tolerating corrupt politicians, corruption in the pulpit. And that's where it starts. You know, on a personal note, I have radio ministry is one branch of this ministry. We have several that go off the trunk of what we're called to do here, namely the fivefold ministry. The apostolic, the prophetic, the teacher gift, the pastoral, and the or the evangelist. Go to Ephesians 4:11 when you get a moment and you'll know what I'm talking about. And folks, we have Christians that are a part of a campaign that we have going nationwide. They call themselves Christians. And I have never seen so many irresponsible, slothful individuals in all of my life. They promise you what they'll do, but you have to drag them over the top of the hill to get the job that you paid them to do done. Over and over and over again when we work. As a matter of fact, I've even heard supporters tell me that if they see checks that come into their businesses with fish on them, they won't even take them. Because professed Christians in this country have become an absolute joke. A reproach. That's where we're at today in this country. They are not the church. And unless you see the fruit of Christ manifesting himself through them, Matthew 5:16, John 15, then you got to take it for what it is. You really do. You have to take it for what it is. They're counterfeits. When you go to the church and you ask them to know of the doctrine that they're commanded to know by Christ, it's interesting, they can't even name three of the Ten Commandments. But why should that be a surprise? Because we've been warned long ago that a time would come when instead of shepherds feeding the sheep, the church will have clowns entertaining the goats. And that's exactly what you have in this country today. A bunch of clowns entertaining the goats. And then the goats have the audacity to call themselves Christians because they don't take the time to search the scriptures and know for themselves. You know, who are the haters? Well, the haters are really those that are allowing what's going on in this country to go forward. They're the haters. You know, and then you see them stand back and try to justify their favorite politician, yet Scripture tells us, first and foremost, in Proverbs 28, they that forsake the law, God's moral law, praise the wicked. That's exactly right. And they don't want to deal with them. And I'll tell you why they give corrupt politicians so much latitude is because they want a whole bunch of latitude, as if to suggest that they're the standard when in fact they are not. Jesus Christ is. So this explains much of why we see what we see today. Incrementally, little by little, you're losing your rights, America, because you're not willing to fight for them. As a matter of fact, let me go back to my message of love, which exposes haters. Do you remember back in the end of the 90s, Britney Spears and Madonna? Well, all the parents were at work, mother too, by design. Their children come home from the indoctrination centers to go to their television to watch something called MTV. And what do they behold? They behold Britney Spears and Madonna kissing on national television. And by the way, for those that did not know, it was also on a global scale. And I knew exactly what they were doing when they did it. They were going to start to push homosexual marriage, which was never in the history of mankind. They want your kids to see that, but what they don't want your kids to see and what they don't want you to see is they don't want you to see the 8,000 plus Americans that have been killed in Iraq and Afghanistan. But again, the Christian president, George W. Bush, yeah, right, said that that campaign was going to last about 6 months. 16 years later, here we are. The media doesn't want you to see the 8,000 plus Americans that are coming back into America to be dropped into a hole 6 feet. And God forbid, America, that we actually put a stop to this. And I mean no disrespect to anybody that's lost a family member. Just the exact opposite, as a matter of fact. Just as a matter of fact, I'm trying to prevent unconstitutional wars rather than going to unconstitutional wars to tell you sorry and thank you for your service. You know, America's on this lifetime vacation while our boys are coming back in boxes. I have a photo in front of me of a woman who lost her husband in Iraq. What they had to do with the two towers falling, can anybody explain that? And if you come back to me with the weapons of mass destruction, I'm going to give it to you. And I'm going to give it to you on the air, believe me. Because you can't legitimize that and you can't justify it. And the only reason you'd want to justify war criminals is because you're just as guilty. But I got a picture of a woman laying in a funeral home at night, next to her husband who came back in a box. She wanted to spend one more night with her dead husband. And I am making a point. Read 2 Corinthians 5:15 when you get a moment. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
My name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years old, and I've been building muscle and losing fat over the last 6 months. I've been using One World Whey to provide a highly assimilable protein and Kappa Mineral Whey to help me get all the minerals I need and support my body's alkaline pH. I've also been using EstroBlock to keep my testosterone levels high and not allow it to convert to estrogen, which happens normally as men age. The extra testosterone also helps in building muscle. The result has been a successful process of converting my body from fat to muscle. I've lost 20 pounds to date.
Join the many people who are converting fat to muscle with One World Whey. The body is chronically hungry for usable amino acids. Cooking proteins destroys up to 75% of the amino acids. Cooked proteins burden the body and accelerate aging. One World Whey's protein content is raw and virtually 100% usable. Substitute One World Whey for one meal of your day and see how much better you can feel. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. You have with your Mr. Truly's Bradley Dean. That would be me. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933 if you'd like to weigh in at any time. Always love hearing from you. In the meantime, I'm giving you the message that exposes the haters within the United States of America. I shared with you during the first and second segment, friends, at no time have you ever heard me break the law. See, because people are under the illusion that freedom of speech is you can say whatever you want. No, you can't. Charles D. Montesquieu, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Period. I'm always speaking in accordance with who we are as a people under God and in the United States of America according to law. You've been so conditioned by corrupt politicians as to believe that, well, you can go ahead and do whatever you want to do. Hey, just follow their lead, America. They're not called to be leaders. They're called to be representatives. Representatives of what? Constitutional law and the people of the United States of America. Period. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. Just highlighting the fact that the media wants you to believe that Britney and Madonna kissing on television for your kids to see because they need to demoralize them so they can control them. Don't doubt me. But they want you to see this. They want to demoralize. They want to push a new agenda. And that's exactly what they did. They started to push homosexual marriage. And then to counter that, I shared, friends, that they don't want the American people to see the price paid for the freedoms in which we have. And I said that America's on a lifetime vacation while our boys are coming back on planes, being dumped off. People on the planes can actually see the bodies coming off the planes. And they're on their way to vacation or on vacation. And there's nothing wrong with vacation. I just don't know how you do it yet. I've been in ministry for 20 years now, friends, and I'm still trying to figure out how do you do that sabbatical thing? It doesn't make sense. Folks, when you have a baby, you can't just turn your back on it for 5 minutes. That's just how it goes. That's real ministry, too, by the way. And then I shared with you a woman laying in a funeral home with her husband who was killed in Iraq with a flag draped over his coffin. And by the way, a Marine standing guard all night watching over the wife that wanted to spend one more night with her dead husband. To an unjustifiable, unconstitutional war. And how is there honor in that? The only honor I see is the young people that lose their lives. Did what needed to be done in dealing with tyrants across the sea. Or so they thought. In this particular case, Saddam Hussein was nothing but a Donald Rumsfeld plant, a CIA plant. A puppet until they needed to take him down, and that's exactly what they did. You know, I have in front of me a little picture of a boy, 8 years old. His name is Christian, America. He receives his daddy's flag after his daddy was killed over in Iraq, too. I have a question for you, America, especially you lethargic do-nothings. I'm curious, who's going to stand up and take care of little Christian and his wife? You know, there's nothing more appalling to me than when you go down the street, go into a store, and you see these organizations raising money for our veterans. Well, Bradley, what are you talking about? I thought you were pro-vet. Oh, I totally am. What I'm trying to say, friends, is the fact that what's apprehensive, repugnant, comes to mind, is the fact that the government, we the people that pay taxes to support our veterans, is not going to our veterans, so therefore we need to come up with more support out of our pockets from other organizations to support our veterans that should be supported from we the people in the first place. That's what bothers me. Has anybody taken the time to notice that? I mean, we see the scandal under the VA, under Barack Hussein Obama. By the way, we're still seeing the same stuff going on right now. Doesn't it bother you that you're paying taxes and then all of a sudden you're paying out more? And when it comes to the veterans, I'm okay with it. But what I'm simply saying is it bothers me that people have to go to aid of the veterans when in fact we're already paying taxes to the government to do to bring forth aid to our veterans. And they're not doing that. So therefore we have to double dipping is what they call it. When it comes to our veterans, we're good. The fact of the matter is, we shouldn't have to be doing that because we're already paying to support and to aid them. Going back to Britney Spears and Madonna, the whore herself, interestingly enough, when they were kissing, I don't know if you know this or not, going outside of the United States of America, I knew it was going to be a global initiative to pass homosexual marriage. Did you know that it was on the front paper of the Irish Examiner, globalist newspaper. Jamaica Observer, globalist newspaper. Japan Today, globalist newspaper. Slate, globalist newspaper. The Scotsman, UK, globalist newspaper. Sioux City Journal, globalist newspaper. These are all bought and paid for outlets, friends. On the front page is Britney and Madonna kissing. Why? Rocky Mountain News, Colorado. Global outlet. USA Today, global outlet. The list goes on. They wanted the world to see what Britney and Madonna were doing because they're busy attempting to demoralize those on this globe so they can have control. Now, I want to show you again because people will say to me, Bradley, you always say 1.7% of the population is what we're dealing with. You are. And what you're listening to is the media that you say you don't believe in. You're holding the truth and unrighteousness. May 1st, 2004, in Seattle, Washington, 25,000 people protested something called homosexual marriage, which is illegal and it always will be, regardless of what you think the Supreme Court has a right to do when they assert through oligarchy, which is untrue. Read Article 3, Section 1. They sit during good behavior, and it's their job to discover and apply law, not to overthrow law. So there was 25,000 people protesting homosexual marriage, and yet there were 1,500 homosexual marriage supporters. At least that's what we're told. which I really do have a hard time believing that many people showed up in support. They were holding up their sign stating, "Bigots, go home," to the 25,000 people. They are calling you bigots, America. But the media, ABC, CBS, the Associated Press, the establishment media outsources, all bought and paid for and controlled by the CIA, of course twisted the truth and told the public that the 1,500 homosexual marriage supporters holding up the signs saying bigots go home, they made them out to be the majority and made the 25,000 protesters out to be the minority, totally turning the event to be against the bigots instead of against homosexual marriage. The fox in the chicken coop, Alina Kagan, for those that did not know, she is a plant. She never judged a case a day in her life, like the one overseeing the Oregon ranchers in Nevada, Navarra. They've been plant their plants, America, plants. Going back to Alina Kagan, she was the one responsible for attempting to queerify Harvard. She was also known for attacking our military. Barack Hussein Obama appointed her. And your Senate approved her. And you notice how you heard nothing about her being a radical, radical lesbian. If you look at her, you'll understand why. Mark Twain, a very ruthless, godless human being, said something worth noting. You know, listen, folks, in his confusion, he blurted out the truth. The devil does that quite a bit. And so do his minions. Just give them enough rope and they will. You've heard it. Yep, they do. He said, if you don't read the newspapers, you're uninformed. If you read the newspapers, you're misinformed. That's exactly right. So what I want to do now, because I'm giving you the message the communists don't want you to hear on purpose, in Jesus' name, I want again to solidify the point that these people that you say you don't agree with, they have you thinking the way that they want you thinking. Well, Bradley, come on. Prove it. Well, the media, again, ignores the wishes of the majority. And they're not journalist friends. They're appointed to lie. They're taught to lie to the public. Remember what Udo Ufkat told us? All the mainstream media is totally fake. It's all controlled by the CIA on a global scale. Yes, that's all there. That's all true. Out of their own mouths, friends, I've played audio for you several times. Project Mockingbird. When you look at how they operate, what they'll do is they'll take a picture of like some distorted human being. Maybe one or two or three of them. Maybe a lady with a beard and maybe a transgender or just some confused reprobate, right? And I'm not being funny. It's true. But isn't it interesting that they take the media, will put the microphone up to the three people, and the people in the masses, like just last year when 650,000 people took to the streets of Washington, D.C. to protest the murder of the innocent, are ignored. They're ignored. You know, John F. Kennedy was asked about abortion. He said that's barbaric. That will never happen in America. You know, those three, they called them the three lights, Robert Kennedy, John F. Kennedy, and Martin Luther. If they would have lived, there would be no such thing as abortion today. It's blood money, friends. So just think about what I just said. The media ignores the law. The media are the haters, folks. And Fox News is no better. Now, when I come back, I'm going to show you to the degree of what you have taken on from them that are doing the hating and violating of the laws of our constitutional republic, which are ingrained and embedded into the Word of God. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Rod Romine from Michigan. This ministry is continually on the front lines in America. If any of you who hear this are just hearers of the word and not doers, Christ says he will spew us out of his mouth. Let's stand up for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, and keep this ministry funded. Thanks, Bradley, and your family.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just highlighting now the mentality that those that hate our law have taught the American people to take on with the help of the indoctrination centers and otherwise known as public schools in this country. I like when people say, Bradley, I'm just not that stupid. I haven't taken on that mentality at all. Oh, you have. You have, America. You know, speaking of abortion, is there anything more repulsive, friends? When you see these videos and you see them constantly, you know, four or five times a week on some live feed about how people went to the rescue of an animal. Yeah, that's great. You know, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 12:10, be kind to your beast, of course. Hey, folks, you're listening to the guy that when driving down the road, looking at, of all things, a turtle upside down who could not turn back over, where I pulled over and turned him upright because I didn't want to see him get run over, or did I want to see him suffer? I'm the guy that when you see an animal suffer, it's better to take him out because there's nothing to do for him, folks. I'm that guy. Things like that really bother me. I hate violence. I hate it. I hate watching animals suffer. I hate watching people suffer. But we need to put things into perspective here, friends. We're created in the image and likeness of God, our Creator. Animals come second to human life, America. But the haters have you believing that animals come first. This is a totalitarian mindset. It's a communist mindset, and the mindset is directly and straight from hell. Yes, be kind to your animals. Did you know that it's illegal to tamper with eagle eggs? According to the policies of the corrupt? Of course, leave them alone. But that's within us to know better, right? We know the Word of God. We know what the Torah says. But America, 3,700 babies a day are murdered in the womb, and their bodies are sold off. Their body parts are. With the approval of the corrupt in government. The approval and the approbation of the American people that decry abortion, but they tolerate it. This is how you've taken on their mentality. You've allowed them to establish policy which counters our law. Did you know that it's illegal to kill whales? Of course, just leave them alone. They're not bothering you. Of course, right? But for some reason or another, they've given you a license. They've sanctioned the murder of the innocent. And you're okay with that, but you have a government that says you better not touch the whales? Something off kilter here, friends? Yeah. Who do you think would be behind like that? Something like that. Satan himself. And we see his minions because they're the ones that are the haters. They're the ones countering our law. But America, you've taken on the mindset that it's okay. That murders in clinics under the signs that state Planned Parenthood, for some reason or another, they're a protected people to murder the innocent in the womb. Proverbs 6:17, Exodus 20, the sixth commandment, thou shalt not kill. But you've taken on the mentality that they can do whatever they want to do. As if to suggest that their blood's not on your hands, when in fact it is. In the state of Minnesota, statute, listen to this one, 2003, table of chapters, table of contents, 4 chapter, 85.20. It's illegal to pick flowers, saith somebody. Say it's somebody, friends. Yet, for some reason, you better not touch those flowers, but it's okay to murder the innocent in the womb, saith corruption in government and the mindset America that you've taken on. You have set yourself, if you're in agreement, even through omission or commission, friends, listen to me carefully. You've given permission to them to make war against God. And if you're not protesting against it, it's because you're guilty of it, period. My wife made a booklet, and we sent it to every federal representative at the federal level. I don't know if you know this or not. And this only shows you, America, as to why this ministry has been demonized over and over and over again by the media. I also wanted to let you know, too, when they first started pushing the whole homosexual agenda in the state of Minnesota, I sent a personal letter to every principal in the state of Minnesota. Boy, these are things that I have not shared with you before. That's why they attacked me and attacked me and attacked me. See how this works? Oh, the damnation and the wrath that they are storing up for themselves for the day of judgment. Ooh, not good. And I'm sure many of those that had the audacity to touch God's anointed, it probably didn't fare very well for them. But folks, you're listening to a ministry that is constantly, my wife right now is out at the Minnesota State Fair for 12 days, 12 hours a day. And I'm not trying to give myself accolade, but I'm just telling you we're always doing. We're always going forward. We're always doing God's biddings for His glory. And we always get the results. And it's not always fun. Believe me. It's bittersweet. Ministry is bittersweet. Folks, did you know that people are protesting Kentucky Fried Chicken for their cruelty to chickens? This one gets to the core. I mean, just that sick in their minds. And who are they? You know, Richard Pryor, Russell Simmons, Pamela Anderson, Dick Gregory, Paul McCartney, and more and more and more who have sold their souls. And don't tell me for one moment they ain't at home eating chicken. You know they are. And if they don't want to eat it, tell them to bring the barbecue sauce over here. I'll eat it. But for some reason, you have these useful idiots protesting boldly, shamelessly, with a horse forehead. But where are the people that are protesting the murder of 3,700 babies a day in this country? Oh, they're out there. You know, I did a high school assembly in Missouri. Kabul, Missouri, highest pregnancy rate in the country. And I showed 600 students a picture, of a famous picture of a baby reaching outside of his womb, Samuel Armus, who had spinal bifida. The doctor opened the womb, cut it open, and his arm came out and grabbed the doctor's finger. Did you know that the man that took the picture of that baby grabbing the doctor's finger, did you know that his life was threatened? Because they didn't want you to see it. I just told you about it. I showed that picture to 600 students in that school. The principal walked out in the middle of my program and said, if this offends anybody, you can leave. One teacher and one student who we believe to be her daughter walked out of the program. Good. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord wouldn't split ya. And it's a good thing Mama agreed with my message because it's God's that preserved you and your daughter's life. But you wanted to protest life. You go, you and your bad self. See ya. Two people got out, 600 students. This is the message they don't want you to hear. That's why I'm giving it to you, America. A couple minutes later, he's seen that it completely backfired. Nobody left except them two. And all of a sudden, a couple minutes later, he walks out and says, the assembly is over. There's an emergency at the school. He completely lied to him. I have it all on video. Go to Bradley Dean Kabul abortion kickout. And you'll see it for yourself. Or go to Sons of Liberty Media and go to the store and buy My War. Did you know that when he stopped the assembly, over 598 students, along with the teacher faculty, stood up and gave the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords a standing ovation? You know how the media would have reported that, America? Troublemaker Bradley Dean at it again. They wouldn't have shared with you what's going on with the young people in this country who are looking for the Christ, who are looking for someone to actually stand up and do what the Christ is doing. 1 Corinthians 11:1. Completely backfired on them. Completely backfired on them. Kids are for life. They're not for death. They're trying to figure out why the parents are standing down when they should be standing up. Shame upon you that are standing down. Shame upon you that aren't standing up for life because you are here because somebody agreed with God's moral law to stop the killing. And praise God they did because now you're here to listen to me, pro or con. Oh, by the way, today Samuel is walking with leg braces and he's cognitively normal and he loves looking for bugs. I'm going to continue this message on tomorrow, folks. Who are the haters? Those that are working against our laws in this country. And I'm telling you, friends, they need to be dealt with. Love you by what we do, 1 John 3.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.